An event in October offers Indianapolis area women an opportunity to take a creative and collaborative look at retirement. From WFYI's Arts and Culture Desk, Jill Dittmeyer talks with Nora Hyatt, the creator and producer of Next Chapter, an all-day conference for women on the brink of that transition.
Why did you decide it was time to have a conference like this?
There's an old line from Toni Morrison: if there's a book you want to read and it hasn't been written, then you must write it. There was an event I wanted to attend, and no one had invented it, so I decided to take it on myself.
So is that how you decided what the topics will be, what the events, what will happen that day?
Absolutely. It's completely out of my brain, for better or for worse. The day will start with an appraisal of sort of where you are now. We won't be asking probing questions that people will have to answer out loud, because by age 60, you might not want to be sharing all those details. But asking ourselves questions about what are our resources, what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, what do we still want to do? Because if we're lucky and we're at age 60, most of us are either done with the caregiving chapter of our life or we can see the end of it. Some of us aren't. That I understand that. This event isn't for everybody. But there are a lot of women for whom that chapter is now ending. Their job may or may not be going away, whether they like it or not. And if they're healthy, they probably have another 20, 25 years left. So how are you going to spend that time? We'll have a nonprofit fair with more than a dozen Indianapolis nonprofits that will be coming to recruit volunteers. We've vetted them very carefully to make sure that they are familiar with working with volunteers in this age bracket who insist upon very flexible scheduling and want to do mission-related work and not just envelope stuffing or party planning. We'll also have three breakout sessions, everything from getting involved in politics to brain health to physical fitness to discovering your inner artist to starting your memoir to downsizing to legal and financial planning. There are, I think, 12 speakers we have booked. We also have a wonderful keynote speaker who will be speaking after lunch. She is from Tampa. Her name is Iris Pastor. She used to be in Cincinnati and started the Cincinnati equivalent of Indy's Child. And she's a wonderful writer and humorist, but she's had some real challenges in her life, which she weaves in a really powerful way.
I read a little bit about her and some things that she's written, and she really does kind of talk about this thoughtful risk-taking that we want to do as we age.
Yes. She encourages people to be brave, to get a full understanding of what their strengths are, and then nudge outwards a little bit and try something that is not something you've done before. One of the things we'll be doing during the day is asking people to think about, you know, what do you still want to learn how to do? What would you like to teach someone? What do you still have the skills to teach? What are some of your strengths that nobody knows? And we'll be sharing that information so that if we find someone who wants to teach people to be better bakers, and we have people who want to learn how to bake, we will match them up later. There'll be some sort of tail to this event, I think.
That was Nora Hyatt, creator of Next Chapter, a retirement workshop for women that will take place in October. She was speaking with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer from our Arts and Culture Desk.